Late on the afternoon of May 8th, Winters got orders to prepare 2nd Battalion to move out that night for Zell am See, Austria, some 30 kilometers south of Berchtesgaden, where it would take up occupation duty. At 2200 hours, the convoy began to roll, headlights on full beam. In the back of the trucks, the men continued their party, drinking, singing, gambling. When the convoy arrived at Zell am See in the morning, the men were dirty, unshaven, wearing grimy army fatigue pants and blouses. German soldiers were everywhere. Zell am See was as far south as the Wehrmacht could retreat. Beyond it were the peaks of the Alps, and beyond them, Italy. And all the passes were still closed by snow. There were, it turned out, about 25,000 armed German soldiers in the area of responsibility of 2nd Battalion, which numbered fewer than 600 men. The contrast in appearance was almost as great as the contrast in numbers. The conquering army looked sloppy, unmilitary, ill-disciplined. The conquered army looked sharp, with an impressive military appearance and obvious discipline. Winters felt that the German soldiers and Austrian civilians must have wondered, as they gazed fascinated at the first American troops to arrive in the area, how on earth they could have lost to these guys. Winters set up Battalion HQ in the village of Capron, 4 kilometers south of Zell am See. The valley was one of the most famous mountain resort areas in the world, especially popular with rich Germans. The accommodation, ranging from Zimmerfrei at farmhouses to luxurious hotels, were stunning. All the rooms were occupied by wounded German soldiers. They had to move out, to be sent by truck or train to stockades in the Munich area. The Americans moved in. Their job was to maintain order, to gather in all German soldiers, disarm them, and ship them off to POW camps. Winters got started the morning of May 9th immediately upon arrival. He had the senior German commander in the area brought to him. "I was 27 years old," Winters recalls, "and like all troops, I was wearing a dirty, well-worn combat fatigue jacket and pants and had that bucket on my head for a helmet. I felt a little ridiculous giving orders to a professional German colonel about 20 years my senior, who was dressed in a clean field uniform with his medals all over his chest." Winters gave his orders anyway. He directed the colonel to see to the collection of all weapons in the area and to stack them in the airport, at the school, and in the churchyard. He gave officers permission to keep their sidearms and allowed German military police to retain their weapons. And he said that the following day he would inspect the German camps, troops, and kitchens.